This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Republican leader has just announced an agreement we've reached about the schedule for Thursday's votes, two votes, and both of which will be amendments to the House-passed continuing resolution. First, the Senate will vote on the President's proposal, and then will vote on an amendment that is identical to the underlying bill.
Problems in Washington, but what else is new? Will anything budge as a result of two votes? It certainly isn't looking that way. And the Supreme Court reentering the debate over gun rights while in New Orleans and across the country, HUDAT fans are wondering what's going on with the NFL and poor officiating that determined the fate of their Saints. But in Los Angeles, and you got to give it to the Rams, they did what they had to do, and that's sometimes how the cookie crumbles. Hard thing to swallow, though, and I know that my mailbox, as much as it can be filled up with what's happening in the world of business that's shaking the world and what's going on from the tsunami of the partial shutdown with personal anecdotes about encountering TSA folks who have been fabulous and some, not as involved. Nothing has rattled your cage, surprisingly, more than what happened in that NFC Championship game and the AFC Championship game for a couple of people as well. And then what's up with the scam likely that calls you when you pick up your iPhone or your Apple Watch phone or whatever device you have? What is that supposed to mean? What in the heck does that mean? First, let's talk about the government and the shutdown, and is there truly, truly any end in sight, or is it just more of this posturing while you've got hundreds of IRS employees skipping work, others tired and just absolutely exhausted from having to juggle other jobs? That doesn't make you feel that safe, honestly, in some circumstances, and you got to give it to the people trying, but how awful is that? So if you're looking for a return on what you put in IRS-wise, they're not saying it's going to get delayed, but let's just say I have some very good friends in the IRS or some friends of some friends, and it's not looking good. Food pantries are popping up all over the place. And with this proposal to end the shutdown, it just seems like it's more of the same. And is it a stall tactic or what? So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, you heard Senator Chuck Schumer there, on Tuesday scheduled these pair of competing votes to reopen the government, announcing he's going to bring up dueling proposals from President Trump and the Democrats that are really the first, it's the first movement we've seen in the Senate since the showdown started over a month ago, but probably neither will win. You got to get 60 senators? I don't think so. Maybe, but I don't believe it will. 800,000 federal workers face the loss of a second straight paycheck. That'll happen on Friday. Yikes. The proposal from the Prez, which he announced in a weekend speech from the White House, would open the government through September 30th while providing $5.7 billion for a border wall and giving temporary deportation protections to about 1 million unauthorized immigrants. But there are also stringent changes to the nation's asylum rules. The Democrats, who were already united against funding Trump's wall, described those asylum provisions as a new poison pill. So it's the same, more of the same. But we'll see. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, the Majority Leader, McConnell, they get together. Thursday they're planning these votes. We'll see. But there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of barbs going on. Acrimony is the new norm, or just hits the heightened norm. in Washington, D.C. That's what it is. It's the heightened norm. How about that? And nothing is changing. I mean, absolutely nothing. No budge whatsoever. None. By the way, if you were wondering if we would have a special Super Bowl nail the score, you betcha. This week, we're giving you a break. Next week, your last chance to win bragging rights here on Invade the Man Cave. We'll see. It's so hard to nail it exactly. Missing it by a number or two. I've had people write me and ask about, well, I got so close. Close doesn't count. Wouldn't it be great if it counted? It doesn't. Believe me, in my lifetime, there have been moments where I wish it did. And you all know what I'm talking about. When something comes out, you wish you could reel it back in, but it's too late to do that. Ooh, the worst. The worst, when you realize it, it's that moment you realize what's happened, and it's too late to take it back. All right, there's been a lot of stir over the Vietnam vet status of a Native American at the center of this encounter with the Red Hat young men. Nathan Phillips' rally, really, it was disruptive at the Basilica, the D.C.'s national shrine. So there was chanting and praying and everything else going on. And a group of Native American rights activists led by Nathan Phillips on the 19th tried to enter D.C.'s Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception during a Saturday evening mass. It was like 20 of them, I want to say. 20 of them or so. I mean, look, hundreds and hundreds of people come there to celebrate. There's no question about it. But Phillips was the subject of lots of attention these last couple of days. Because why? A video went viral on social media depicting parts of the January 18th incident involving him and several teenagers. It's become the subject of intense debate. And now we have yet more to consider when we look at the video. But anybody hoping that Roger Goodell would take this up? Oh, you don't know Roger Goodell. That's not going to happen up. He's not going to open up the bank account and say, come on in. That's not happening at all. And how sad is this? That a protest that's peaceful gets interrupted by all this nonsense that's become even bigger. And you wonder who's going to be the one that stops it. Who's going to say, this isn't really right. Let's move in a different direction here. We got some information, some intel that's just not working for us. That's what I would think I would say. Whatever. I would definitely bail on the situation. Hey, coming up on the show, we've got We Can Count. We Can Count. So to me, everything is in numbers. And I just look at things and you see the numbers and do the numbers add up. And when you really get going on this and the numbers add up, it is really an amazing time. Speaking of amazing, Lon Sefko, our guest coming up, and Steve Forbes coming up as well. Don't want to miss those two. I'm jumping the fence. Jump with me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No, someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's all about the numbers, like I said. Here's one for you. It's a rule. Saints and Rams outcome fueling a lawsuit seeking Rule 17, which, what is Rule 17? It's a do-over. If you look at the official rule book, it is listed there. It has never, ever been used. And what is at stake is, if you replay what happened in the NFC Championship game, the moment the Rams defensive back Roby Coleman wiped out without consequence Saints receiver Tommy Lee Lewis before a pass intended for Lewis. You can clearly see it. Where this all ends up, who knows? Can you imagine? That would be a shocker if they had to redo this. And I don't think that happens. However, you never No. I'll tell you what, Harry Connick Jr., who's born and bred in New Orleans, was super upset by what happened. Of course he is. He grew up there. Listen to his accent. And he's a pretty chill dude, but he had his blood boiling, I suppose. That's what people are saying that were around him. He said he's not watching the Super Bowl. He didn't watch the AFC Championship game as a result of that. You go, Harry. Your team got jabbed. Why should you be paying attention to what else is happening anywhere else? I cannot blame him. Can you? I don't think so. More numbers. And oh, there are plenty of them. You know, I look at a scour during the day. So somebody's asked me that. I call people, but I scour all during the day, every source you can imagine, because I'm trying to get the most relevant and valuable content I can to bring to all of you. And one of the things that that really caught my attention was this, was the Saturday Night Live reader. I was reading this on something. I read a couple sources. Saturday Night Live writer who offered sex, oral sex, for anyone who punched a MAGA kid. It's like, what? What is going on? And then their Saturday Night Live, the comedy writer, responded to the story and said it was a false story, that's not true. And it never was true. So count that times two. But here's the thing. You had Sarah Beatty, who said, oh, yes, the kid who was marching against the women's reproductive rights while wearing a hat promoting an evil group was misrepresented. And then it goes on and on from there, the war of words. But I looked at the likes, and the likes were at least 1,400. So I'm going to say someone was paying attention to that. Somebody was counting that. Let's put it that way. From the nonsense of punching and tweeting and pumping news out that way, or phony news, or things that can be disputed, we go to this. How about the fact that, of course, the stock market is down again, but while the stock market is down, 110 Lincoln Continental sold out in 48 hours. That's all it took. It's a limited edition. Ooh, I'd want to drive around in a bubble. So afraid someone would smash into it. And here's the thing that's interesting. Michael Oakley is only one of 80 people in America who scored the Lincoln Continental that quickly. He said, you see a particular car driving down the street or at the Detroit Auto Show, and you say, I just got to have it, period. You got to have money in your pocket for that, right? But that's a pretty sweet-looking ride, let's put it that way. And there were a lot of people who looked at the potential of snapping up that car. There were a lot of people that were on the line for the auction. So that might have been a fortuitous pickup, or perhaps not. Perhaps not. I'm not sure. You gotta love a feature that allows mute artists, they don't like to be able to mute them. They roll out this feature that uses you to mute, that you'll be able to mute artists that you don't want to hear. Ooh, that would be sweet call. Wouldn't it, if you could call out, nah, just let's get off of that one. And it's a little tiny thing, too. I like it. Type in the name of certain artists if you're listening terrestrial radio-wise. Wonder who drops off the list. That's what I want to know. Who drops off the list? And who determines that? I mentioned earlier on-time arrivals, because, of course, that's what everybody wants. Two of the most important factors when booking are the price and what? The reputation. On-time for arrivals and departures. I think you just want the whole shebang in there. And low-cost airlines kept coming up as the best. Isn't that crazy when you think, no, the industry, and you compare it? It's like Southwest. Their on-time performance in 2018, 78.2%. That's dramatic. And a lot of flights go out of Love Field. There's another airline, Thai Air Alaska, on-time performance, 81.2%. Do you feel safe when you're on that airline? Yes. It originates in Malaysia and Thailand. Now that's a sweet ride. If you're going to do it in style, right? Then there's a plane called the Volaris, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. 82% give it the thumbs up. Where did it originate? Mexico. Then the United States gets some, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, but they can't help them build it. They can give them the seeds, but they certainly cannot help them in other senses, if that makes sense. They can't. As we get toward our next segment here on the show, I want to remind everyone, no nail the score this weekend. AFC, NFC Championship game, just relax and enjoy it. Super Bowl, yeah. We'll come back with those guesses, and perhaps somebody nails it this time. That is always the goal. That is always my intention. Can't be too easy, but perhaps it's too difficult. Because to be able to really hammer it in and figure out how to repurpose that, your mind has to work that way. Or you have to have... you have to have different strengths in the room with you. So if it's not you, it's somebody equally as well-versed in it. And that could certainly help out in training anybody new who comes along. They would just shred it. Just shred it. Absolutely. You're going to love our guests coming up round the bend. Lon Sefko is awesome. Think of an idea and he'll think of how to fund it. And, you know, then when I looked at the board and tried to decide Lon Sefko, one of them, like I said, Steve Forbes is the other. And, of course, he's the whole shooting match, so to speak, when you get someone like Steve Ford in. And I had the... some would say misfortune or fortune to see him perform, have me perform live, and that felt really good. Just got to keep looking up, like I say. Hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says on Thursday the Senate will have a chance to pass a bipartisan bill that would end the partial government shutdown. But the Senate will also vote on the president's proposal that includes money for a border wall. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will take up the proposal to fund border security and the government and end the shutdown.
It's a proposal that the president will support.
But Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats aren't buying it.
You can't have a compromise when one side declares, this is what we want, and this is what you want.
And Schumer also says,
it was not a good faith proposal. It was not intended to end the shutdown. The president's proposal is one-sided, harshly partisan and was made in bad faith.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Always a pleasure to talk to Sharon Miller, Bank of America, head of small business. She's back to talk about the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight. I love this. Before, Sharon, first of all, welcome to the show. But before we get into your findings, can you give us a little background on this annual report, your Women Business Owner Spotlight?
Well, this is the third annual Women Business Owner Spotlight, and we conduct it just to understand how are women feeling about their business, and how are they feeling about the growth, and what's coming for the next year ahead, including their revenue and hiring expectations. So really just getting our finger on the pulse to understand what's happening, what's on the mind of women across America.
And how do you do this kind of an annual report, in this case the Women Business Owner Spotlight? How many women do you talk with? And I'm assuming you talk with a good number of men as well. How does it work?
We do. So every year, twice a year, go out and survey business owners across the United States. And some of them are women, some are men. And then we take those results and we pull out the information specifically pertaining to the questions around women and how they're feeling. And so we do the study twice a year at Bank of America, and this is the third year we are surveying and focusing specifically on women. And we've been doing the survey, Greg, since 2012. So over the past 3 years, it's been increasingly interesting to understand, you know, what's on the minds of women? What about Hispanic business owners? And really start cutting our data into more, you know, information around those subsets.
So let's dive into this. Can you give us a broad overview, Sharon, of what you found with the 2018 Women Business Owner Spotlight?
I can, Kate. And just to add to what we were just talking about as well, you know, at Bank of America, we have 3.3 million small business clients, and 40% are women-owned. And so that's also why it's so important to us to really understand what's on the mind of women. And of the 29 million small business clients across the United States, a third are women. So Bank of America has been serving women and certainly want to make sure we understand what's on the minds of them so that we can help them and we can help them with their business and to continue to achieve their goals. And so I'd say, Kate, for the top headlines for this year, we found that women entrepreneurs are much more confident on revenue expectations compared to last year. and their growth plans and their economic optimism is up year over year as well. So I would say a tone of positive, a tone of growth, a tone of, you know, we can continue to grow our business in spite of any challenges we might face.
And what do you think, Sharon, is driving that optimism about things like revenue?
You know, the economy we have seen continue to improve. And so not only in our surveys, but in national surveys for example, for the NFIB. So the National Federation of Independent Business Owners are finding all-time highs in their surveys results as well. And so people are spending, people are traveling. We see consumer stability across the board when it comes to employment. And so that is a key. People have money coming in, they're earning their paychecks, and they have more discretionary income to spend.
And what are they spending the money on as far as the business is concerned, Sharon? How are women using, I would imagine, technology would be part of the cost?
It is. And so as women, you know, in fact, in our survey, we always ask about, you know, how is technology impacting your business? How is it helping to improve your business? And we found that women entrepreneurs, they are increasingly dependent on capabilities related to technology. And so, for instance, when you think about the digital transformation, 33% of women entrepreneurs use a mobile device to process financial transactions within their business versus only 25% of men. So they're way ahead. And they also foresee over the next 5 years a complete shift to digital payments. And so as we think about serving these clients so that they can serve their communities in the businesses that they lead, we have to make sure we're keeping up with how they want to help their clients. So if clients are coming in and they're using their phone to pay for goods and services, we've got to be able to help and partner with the business owner to be able to accept payments that way. So these are some of the insights and how we use this data real time to get better at what we do at Bank of America, to serve the businesses so they can serve the communities.
We're talking with Sharon Miller. She's the head of small business for Bank of America. We're talking about the 2018 Women Business Owner Spotlight. And being the one male voice here in this interview, I have to ask because, what may seem obvious to the two of you as women who are deeply immersed in the world of business, and I being a man so completely looking from the outside, how do the two of you look at things like the technology gap that you've just been describing, Sharon? How do you explain why women are ahead of men in many of these ways? Do you have any insight into that?
We're ahead in a lot of ways, frankly.
Well, I was getting there. I didn't want to.
Come on. No.
But actually, I mean,
we're
when
just
going to
focus on technology today. Okay.
For those kinds of things where women excel, I think the more we talk about them, the better it is for all business in technology and all kinds of areas, because then businesses can get better at identifying best practices and who should implement them because they tend to have an advantage there.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, we just had a discussion in New York a week ago with women business owners and entrepreneurs across the country. And we asked that question, you know, how are you using it? Why are you using it? And I think that some of the answers that came up that evening were around, you know, I want to make sure that I'm understanding all the ways to make it more efficient for me. I may not just be the owner of this consulting firm, but I also have a family, a life, I'm a wife, a mother. I go to school. I'm still doing all these. So all these other elements of a life came up. It kept coming up in that conversation. And I think as a woman, it's increasingly, we have so much more ability, I should say, to be able to manage our life. And that's what a business is. A business owner is not thinking of themselves in terms of, I own this consulting firm. They're saying, I have a life. I'm a mother. I could be a father, right? If we're talking about men, but we're focusing on women here. And I need to manage my whole life. And my business is part of that life. And so technology helps me to do that. I can do business wherever I want, whenever I want, however I want. That, and that's what my clients are telling me and asking me to do. So I don't know, Kate, if you have any other thoughts on there.
No.
I know. You certainly talk to a lot of business owners as well.
I do, and I talk to a lot of women, and I think what the how can we do it bigger, better, faster, and for the reasons you said, you're pulled in a lot of directions, and I know for myself, I love technology. I didn't start out that way because I would get frustrated not learning it because I wanted to know it right away, but the more patience you have and the more that you've embraced technology, the easier it becomes to do the things that you need to do, and all the things on the list I do, from mobile payments to whatever on down to Calendly, to CRMs, to using Zoom or other forms of technology to do what I do. So I completely agree with it. I love that your survey found this because I think it's absolutely on point from everything that I've seen with my own friends who are either heading up big corporations or they have their own business.
It's fascinating. As a man, we hear stereotypes, of course, and they've been around for a long time, about how men are traditionally out of balance in their lives, completely focused on work, not balancing their family life well. And I think what you might be suggesting, Sharon, is in the future we're going to see more and more emphasis on the healthy part of balance, work-life balance, and that we're largely going to be thanking women in business for bringing that trend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's healthy. I mean, I think it's balance. It's bringing your whole self to work. It's bringing your whole self to your business. And I think it makes for better corporations and it makes for better business.
Absolutely. How about this? This, of course, is on the minds of many. Sharon, access to capital, that's a big challenge for women business owners, or is it? What did you find this year?
Well, you know, access to capital is improving, and we did hear that loud and clear from business owners. But they do feel that they're facing bigger challenges when it comes to access to capital than their male counterparts. And so, you know, we see at Bank of America our lending business up. We see high demand for capital. And, you know, we are finding that women represent 40% of our business. And I feel like, you know, we have a very strong representation of women coming to us every single day. However, at Bank of America, we know that there are some issues and there are some items that we can help with. And so, you know, from our survey results, we do hear that, you know, training or education or knowing what to ask for, when to ask for it, has been in the past perhaps a roadblock. And so we have recently launched as well the Bank of America Institute for Women's Entrepreneurship in partnership with Cornell University. And this focus is going to be all around access to capital as one element, training, education, and making sure that women have all the information, because as women, and I read about this a lot, you know, women may want to make sure that every single box is checked, all 10 items, if that's what's required for this, versus a male may come in with 2 done, right? And I've got 8 left undone. This is, you know, what we may find, and we're certainly hearing this from the panels we have. And so perhaps the male counterpart would understand that, okay, you have to have this, this, and this because they're getting the education along the way. Whereas a woman may wait till, you know, they have everything done and then they still realize, oh, there was something else I needed to do. And so I think just that conversation, the dialogue, the information, whether it be online, across the desk from an advisor, is going to be helpful in closing the gap on access to capital.
Wow, perfect place to wrap this up. Sharon Miller, Bank of America, head of small business. Fascinating always to talk to you, and this information is fabulous from your 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight. Thanks for so much for coming on.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Welcome to the show, Terrence Hill. He's written a book called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. And Terrence, I have to tell you, I said this to you off the air, but I love the title of your book because, you know, basically what we're talking about here is matching the two, pretty much using literary lines, as you describe it, in poetry that would show that we, or suggest that we turn our back on war. So explain how you came up with that.
Well, I began 47 years ago when I was going to the University of Madrid writing a film treatment and a novel with the idea of unmasking the romantic glory of war, like Hemingway had tried to do in A Farewell to Arms, and suggesting that that we not do war anymore.
Yeah, and you're right that that was definitely a Hemingway theme. And if you go back to those days in Madrid to where we are now and everything that's happened in between, are you surprised what's happened in the world since you came up with this idea?
Yes, and you know, this particular work, I was listening to Professor Stephen Hawking 5 years ago on television when I was in Europe, at the University of Cambridge, Stephen Hawking, and he said, we must end war. And that brought me to the title of this work and the literary work enclosed to suggest, like the president say, we're not going to fight a war with you. We're going to negotiate the great dream of peace now.
What do you hope that people take away from reading your book, that whole idea?
Yes, that whole idea of let's at least start talking about ending war on Earth.
And as you and I both know, there are so many other, if we take it out of the poetry literary mold and we went into society and looked at what's going on in society, it's so tough to make that kind of breakthrough, and you see it in things that have been been written. What do you think it takes to move?
Hello, yes.
Yeah, what do you think it
You're
takes
breaking
to move
up.
Well, Terrence, what do you think it takes to move the needle on that?
Well, you know, I used to write to presidents and prime ministers and foreign affairs ministers, and I wrote to the foreign affairs minister of Canada once, and he wrote back to me, Terry, the goal and dream of Canada is peace. And, you know, I think this is the idea.
Yeah, the idea is peace. And we should say that you went to four leading Canadian universities.
I wrote to...
Go ahead, tell us where you went.
I wrote to the foreign affairs minister of Canada.
Yeah, the foreign affairs minister of Canada. And I was just mentioning, too, that you went to four...
You're breaking up.
Okay, so you went to four universities, too, as well in Canada. Tell us about that experience.
Pardon me, tell what?
Tell us about that experience.
Oh, okay. I went to four leading Canadian universities, the prestigious University of Toronto, the Jesuit University St. Mary's in Halifax, the Laval University, the great French University in Quebec, and the University of Regina in Regina, Saskatchewan, where I grew up. So it was just a good education for me.
What was the most surprising thing, maybe not surprising, but what was the best thing that you took away from all of that education?
What I took away from all of that education, start with a premise that you don't know and open your mind to learn what I took away.
Wow. And do you think that's part of the problem of what we see today?
Well, I think the first thing our young people should be taught in college is that they don't know, you know, and open their minds.
Boy, I so agree. Who has motivated you the most of all the literary works out there, all the different poetry and whatnot that's been written about war? Who is most influential to you?
Well, I think the poet John Donne, any man's death diminishes me because I'm involved with mankind, and for whom the bell tolls, Hemingway, therefore do not ask for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee, and those influenced me the most.
When you sat down to pull this theme together and you had thought about it really since the 70s, that was your influence, how long did it take you to create this book?
Well, the book was written, there are excerpts from my literary works and poetry over a lifetime. So it took a lifetime.
Wow. And then, but making it flow and such, you did such a nice job of that and weaving that all together would have been an interesting kind of puzzle. Was it like putting a puzzle together?
The editor for the publisher did an outstanding job.
Yeah. When you put all, if you look at all your literary works, what are you most proud of?
This is the work I'm most proud of.
And you're most proud of it because it's been this overwhelming desire in your life, right?
Yes, yes. And the excerpts and literary work and poetry in it, Letter to God, Letter to Roland, all the Value of Life for, the Story of Job. The story of Job is sort of my story over the last 8 years where there were elements trying to take away everything meaningful in life from me to turn me into a revolutionary. And at the end of my story, God said, I'm still Terry's God. And so that went on in my life, and that's printed in the book, Terrence F. Hill's Story, The Story of Job.
We're speaking with Terrence Hill, and you can pick up his book at Amazon and wherever great books are sold. The book is called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. When you were creating these works, as you say, it's like a, I think of it like a puzzle, as I mentioned, and you said the publisher did a great job in putting it together. Was there one particular piece that seemed to take you a long time to put together that you feel really nails this whole equation of the end of war?
I think maybe the cry of St. Paul. The cry of St. Paul that echoed down through the centuries and was heard by every people and civilization on earth for some kind of fairness and mercy and justice in our lives. I think that did it for me.
Yeah. And tell people who don't know, and they, of course, can read it in your book, but tell us a little more about the Cry of St. Paul for those who aren't familiar.
Well, it's just that was the Cry of St. Paul. It was heard by every people on earth for some kind of fairness and mercy in our lives. And that was the cry.
Yeah, that sums it up so accurately, mercy, et cetera, in our lives. And do you think we live in a world where there's not a lot of mercy when it comes to war?
Yes, I think that we needed Mother Teresa. The English cardinal said the countries of Northern Europe and Western Europe were becoming increasingly materialistic. And we needed a message of compassion. Mother Teresa brought that message of compassion. Today we have that message of compassion coming from the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and from Pope Francis at the Vatican, the message of compassion.
In writing and taking the body of all of your work, Terrence, and then putting it together in a book, how has this process changed you?
Well, you know, it's humbled me that God gave me the talent to write like I can write. I wrote about Churchill once that he had been given the pen of history. And what a thing to be given the pen of history. And so it's humbled me.
I like that, the pen of history. And I like the Churchill reference. And I want to remind everyone again, I'm speaking with Terrence Hill, and the book is called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. Do you think if people turned more toward literary works and poetry, we might have more calm in the world? Because I think there is there's sort of a lack of knowledge on that front, not like it used to be decades ago.
Yes, yes. The Bible describes darkness as a lack of knowledge. And the Bible also describes that the wisdom of poets cannot be purchased with gold or silver. So it is something that has been communicated to mankind throughout history. Most of the Bible is poetry, and the wisdom in this poetry is what we can still learn from today.
Terrence, what have the people around you said to you, the people who are close to you, about your book?
Oh, they think it's wonderful. They think it's wonderful. Bobby Silva, my friend who had two restaurants in Greenwich Village in 1962 that Bob Dylan would come into, that Peter, Paul, and Mary would come into, that Joan Baez would come into. Bobby has 4 commendations from the United States Senate, 3 commendations from the United States Congress. And Bobby said, just beautiful, Terry. Works in the heart of Terry Hill, just extraordinary. Bobby emailed me this morning that you are a national treasure, Terry, and we've got to protect you. So thank you.
Boy, that is high praise. No doubt about that. Bobby Sylvan, thanks for sharing that story. And I want to tell everyone again to pick up the book. You can pick it up at Amazon, again, where books are sold. Terrence Hill, The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. Terrence, thanks so much for sharing your story and your works.
Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.